Before we get to your story, Dwight, I want to read this from Jared Bonvell. He's a veteran, and he testified, he just was at the press conference yesterday. He is a veteran. Here's his quote, talking about medical cannabis. Within a year, I didn't drink. I was off 12 of my 13 medications.
There you go.
I still have all those injuries and disabilities, but I can function. I can live. I can have friendships and conversations again.
To the Kentucky Senate and the Kentucky House, this says, oh, no, you don't understand. It's impossible to get this on the ballot. You managed to get two things on the ballot this past election.
A pay raise for you.
Yeah. The whole deal for, that involves you all.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the abortion amendment. Mm-hmm. Both of those, they made it on the ballot almost at last second.
Mm-hmm.
So stop giving us that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Either vote the will of the people. Let us vote. I would be happy if we put this on the ballot and everyone said, yeah, no, we don't want it. I'd be at peace. You know why? Because I understand that it's we the people speaking, not a collective in Frankfurt that have openly said, we're not going to vote the will of our constituents. Damon Thayer specifically said this on television. And if you don't like it, you could vote me out. Now, I'm not in his district, but I would love, love, love to see people vote his ass out. Because for some reason, when a lot of these elected officials, there's a disconnect. They forget that they were contracted by we the people for a job, and then they start viewing it as, I don't know, a kingdom that they rule.
Your personal beliefs don't override the will of the people.
Absolutely not.
Surveys are on point with 90% in favor of medical marijuana. Your personal beliefs don't override 90% of Kentuckians.
And by the way, Damon Thayer and everyone else that is too chicken squat to let this to vote on it or even let the bill be heard, that's cowardice. Vote and just if you want to vote no, vote no. But if you're too much of a coward and you're too chicken squat to vote on it, then put it on a ballot.
Well,
and let us decide for ourselves.
Well, they're paid by pharma, so
yeah.
Pharma's calling the shots on a lot of these guys. It's not your personal beliefs. It's your personal bank account.
Yeah, well, nobody's going to overdose on marijuana. That's just
allegedly.
Nobody's going to overdose on marijuana. That's just a scientific fact. But you can take in too many energy drinks, and those are
legal.
That's
true.
There's a gamer by the name of JS that's lucky to be alive because the doctor says he was admitted for mysterious symptoms. What he neglected to tell the doctors were that he attempted a dare in which he downed 12 energy drinks that you can buy at any age, at any store. 12 energy drinks in 10 minutes to impress his colleagues. After that, he experienced heart flutters, back pain.
Yes.
That's when he decided that he would take a shot of booze and that would cure it. It didn't. A day later, he was unable to eat. He was unable to drink, and he decided it was time to go to the hospital. The diagnosis, in layman terms, the doctors expressed that his pancreas was essentially eating itself because of the high levels of caffeine, sugar, and other chemicals.
Other chemicals are the key there.
There you go.
Caffeine's one thing, but the chemicals, I've always wondered if this is true, where they pour those monster drinks or whatever drinks into a cup, and then it breaks the cup. Like it breaks down the plastic in the cup, and it's like, oh boy.
Again, that's legal, and you can buy it at any age.
Young man just needs to go back in time to the 1980s when you just drank 10 beers instead of 10 monster drinks.
Well, no, I guess the equivalent in the 80s would have been Jolt Cola. Remember that?
Yes.
Twice the caffeine of a regular cola, and I think twice the sugar.
Yeah. So not good. Not good at all.
Well, Argentina has set a new record, and it's not a good one. This is a story I teased. Back in March, a man set a record for blowing a 5.7 grams of alcohol per liter of breath.
5.7.
That would have been a 0.57.
Probably walking around.
That would have been 0.57 in the States. Different metrics.
I think you're legally dead at that point.
Well, so in American standards, he blew a 0.57, where the legal standard here in the States is a 0.08. Well, early this month, that record was shattered by another man who, and folks, listen, Don't drink and drive. Good Lord.
Did you get in a car at 5'7"?
Yes.
Or 5'6"?
Yeah. Both of these guys have been pulled over. It's never been easier to not drink and drive with Uber and all this other business. But at any rate, earlier this month, that record was shattered by a man who reportedly narrowly missed a little girl when he was driving, by the way. He blew a 0.62, where 0.08 is actually...
Yes. Maybe I've gone to an alcohol class or two.
Yes. Maybe it was court mandated.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Just for fun?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
But they talk about that and say these guys that blew, and the conversation when these classes were .4, mm-hmm. not .5 like you're talking about.
Right.
Or almost .6. And they said the people walk into the emergency room walking in, and they're a .4, and they should be dead. And because they're alcoholics and they drink... You know, they drink every day and their tolerance level is so high. That's what they do. But it is really crazy what people can consume and walk around.
Well, let's talk about cars for a second. Emergency crews in Morris Township, Pennsylvania had a hell of a time putting out a car fire. It was on the side of the freeway and it was a Tesla electric car. The burning mm-hmm. vehicle... The reason it was a different blaze, they said, because the lithium ion batteries,
yeah.
they keep reigniting.
Because water, I don't think, helps.
Well, it does help, but the problem is, if it's a electrical car fire instead of a regular car fire, for example.
I know something about electrical fires in their front lawns.
Yes, you do. So, an electrical fire car, like, for example, this Tesla... It takes 12,000 gallons in the 2 full hours to extinguish. Had that been a regular automobile, it would have taken 500 gallons of water to put out. So it's a big difference.
I've heard of this. Yeah. That somebody had a Tesla and they took it to the junkyard after it was really destroyed. And like 4 and 5 days later, the fire department was still having to come back and put it out.
Wow. Wow.
By the way, just for reference, if you ever change a battery in an iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know you could.
Yeah, it says what?
You can't. It says don't puncture this and everything. Yeah, don't do that. maybe I'm speaking from experience. Maybe not. I just don't.
Hey, IT guy, you were super busy. I didn't want to bother you. So I had an Apple laptop and I tried to. I ordered the battery online. They sent me the tools to unscrew the back because the screws are kind of tiny.
Those special screws.
The special little screws. So I undid the back and I attempted to replace the battery myself.
It started
to heat up to where my hand was burnt and smoke started coming up.
Ooh.
And I went, and I just took it outside and I threw it in the front lawn.
Oh, my gosh.
That's what I did with the iPhone.
Yeah.
Because it says, if you puncture this, I'm like, well, what's so bad about it? And then I did it by accident because it says, don't use a metal something to pry this up. So what did I do? I took the safety route. Give me that screwdriver and started and punctured it. And then I got to read it and go, it's got like cyanide and all this stuff in it. And I go, I was like, put it out there. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Because I knew I've seen too many of those videos of them. Like, you know, those vapor batteries are rechargeable ones that explode in people's pants.
You're right.
So I was like, I just went out and threw it. And after a while, I went out there and just pulled it apart. But I was like, it heated up immediately. Then it smelled. And then it burned my hand. And then the smoke came up. And I was like, this is why you take it to the store.
Mm-hmm. What about the deals you put in your ear, the white sticks? Is there any chance?
No,
or something?
No, I don't think so. I don't think any of those.
So we had to upgrade. Nah. Okay, so you remember how I even turned you onto this, the Google Nest, where it has like the repeaters that strengthen your Wi-Fi?
Yeah.
Our modem went down, and for some reason, I can't figure out how to get the Google repeaters to work with it.
Why?
Because I'm stupid.
There's a barcode at the back of the pod.
Okay.
You got to scan that. Right, you got to scan that your phone and then hook it to your website.
I'll try that. But
the pods, I will tell you this: you turn me onto it. I've got now. It came with three. Yeah. I have five now in my house, and my house is awesome.
It's incredible.
It's incredible.
When I was trying to do this, and I was going from room to room unplugging each one of these damn things, it dawned on me: these things are sending signals out all through my house, and we're just walking through it.
Yeah.
Is that going to affect us in 20 years or something? You know what I'm saying?
I don't think it's going to affect you as much as the bong water, drugs, alcohol, and the different kind that you did in the 90s.
I don't know.
I don't think that those waves are going to...
Bong water is pretty good for you.
Bong water.
Yeah, bong water.
Write that one down.
You need to change that, and you get some Frank's Black Label and
clean. Is that the same as Camp Lejeune water?
No.
Don't laugh. I saw a buddy of mine drink bong water. He was so desperate to get high. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. He drank it, and he threw up right away. It was disgusting.
Well, no, I know a guy who didn't clean his... Well,
never mind. Never mind. We won't tell that story. No. All right. Lots of Pasta. Lots of Pasta loves retail. That story right into them. Lots of Pasta. Louisville.com is the website. 3717 Lexington Road in the heart of St. Matthews. I will be there again. This weekend, we usually go twice because we run out. Okay, so I've got to get the goat cheese ravioli for my daughter. It's her favorite. I've got to get the Italian sliced loaf because they bake it every day. 22 different types of bread every day. And when they're sold out, they're sold out. You know it's fresh every single day. They rarely have any bread left over the next day. And of course, the deli is the best deli in all of Louisville. Stop on by again in the heart of St. Matthews, Lexington Road, 3717. Back after this, News Radio 840 WHNS. Donahoe with the Bloomberg Money Minute. Hello, darling.
Yes. How are you? It's a much better Friday today. And it mainly you. Because I'm speaking to you.
I've been thinking about you for a half hour. Oh, wait a minute, an hour. When was the last time I talked? Hour. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you don't even know. I'm just a constant drone in the back of your head, right?
I was lying.
Such a liar. You know, I was feeling so good a moment ago.
Listen, that's how you keep a girl. You lie to them, right?
Yeah. Is that, so that's how you do it.
All right, see. Really? If you're a puppy dog and follow you around, you don't want nothing to do with me, all right?
We need to have a poll on this.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
Yes, yes. If you just keep a little bit of distance and act like you're not paying attention every once in a while, they love you. If you follow them around and get them flowers and get them everything you want, oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, you all lose interest really quickly.
Well, you know what? Elon Musk tried doing that. And that hasn't worked.
That's a fantastic segue.
Yeah. Well, you know how this past week he came in and he said, and by the way, those segues is because I'm a professional and I've been through this.
You are a professional.
But he had this hardcore vision for Twitter. Remember, he came out and he said, all right, we got this deadline. You're going to work these long hours, high intensity, or you're going to get out. Well, his vision, not so good, not as attractive as a lot of people had hoped. So sources are saying more employees are choosing to leave the company than he had expected. Why not?
They called his bluff. Look, Twitter's great, but if it goes away, we won't miss it. I think it's awesome and it's fun now, but if it was gone for 2 weeks, we'd go, oh, remember Twitter?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it seems like Twitter has grown into more of something where if you are a celebrity or you're a journalist or along that line, that you're here to promote your story or you're here to promote your product. It just seems like a very big promotional tool.
Or if you're a politician, you lie through Twitter. So
exactly. You can do that too. Awesome. But that where a lot more people are picking up using TikTok because you can sit there scrolling for hours watching cats do all sorts of things on it as opposed to just hearing people talk or having the just promoting what they need to be able to promote. So anyway, he's softening his tone. He said a while back, he's like, you are not going to work remotely. He said, everybody's got to be in the office, but he kind of changed his tone and he said, all right, well, if you need to work remote in order to keep working, because now he got rid of all these employees last week and then more people are walking out the door. So who's actually going to run the service? So, and especially a lot of engineers, it seems to be leaving. So it's a questionable time when it comes to Twitter and what its future is. And now governments are becoming a little more concerned about all the turmoil. The German government actually came out today and they're saying they're looking at Twitter's presence to see how this turmoil is going to impact things. So he also said he was going to add more moderators in Europe. So every single day we're hearing something new out of Twitter. But taking a look at the markets today, we are slightly higher. We were down for 2 days and now it's a bit of a change today, but we have had Federal Reserve policymakers come in and say, don't get excited. Oh, we're not taking the foot off the gas for a while. They've been warning the markets that these rate hikes are going to continue to so they can tame soaring inflation. Also want to mention that shares of the Gap popping higher because the retailer seems to be making some progress in bringing its inventory buildup under control. Taking a look at the Dow right now, up 115 points. The S&P 500 up 0.3%. With the News Radio 840 WHAS Bloomberg Money Report. I'm Courtney Donahoe.
Hey, everybody. This is Steve Guttenberg. You're listening to Tony and Dwight, and keep listening.
Thank you, Steve Guttenberg. Oh, wait, hang on.
Oh, yeah.
Now that gets oil on my jeans.
Good old Reverend Willie G.
No, it's gasoline. It's gasoline. It ain't oil. It's gasoline.
My baby. Oh, yeah.
And finally find my old blue jean.
Why does classic rock stations shy away from this ZZ Top song?
I don't know. Every once in a while, we used to roll it out in the early 90s.
I done ran into my baby.
Blue jean blues.
Why don't bands play it? That's the thing, too.
Why don't they have bands that cover bands anymore?
That's a good question.
I've got the Blue Jeans Blues this morning. Let me tell you.
Wow, what happened? Did you spill something on them?
Well, here's the deal.
Did you tear a hole in them?
I'll talk about everything on here, and maybe you've noticed, maybe you didn't notice, but...
Hey, you share too much?
After I lost the weight on Body Achieved, 70 pounds, I bought a pair of blue jeans because my jeans didn't fit me. Why do I want to spend money on them?
Because you had that chiseled rear end, right?
That's not like yours, boss. Yours is,
yeah, thank you.
That's what yours is. You're the pinnacle. What I admire from our rear end to be.
Neither
anyway,
one of you have had chiseled anything ever.
We had flavored chiseled ice down in the corner late.
Okay, that counts.
So anyway, I only had one pair of jeans over the past 2 years that I wore.
Yeah.
So I would wash them every, you know, 2-3 days, whatever. But the rivets started to come off. And I thought, well, I'm going to buy another pair of jeans, but I'm going to buy 2 pair. I know exactly what I did. I looked at the waist size on it. I ordered from Amazon. And I thought, you know what? Let me get another pair that's a little faded looking. And I did that. Well, I wore the new ones, the darker ones.
Because that's a different event. If I'm going to a more of a rockin' event, I'm going to wear these jeans.
Well, it's not so much the event as, you know, if I'm wearing a dark shirt, pair them with...
All right, what happened with the damn jeans?
Okay. So the dark jeans I wear, and wore them fine. Great. No problems at all. I thought, let me try out the faded ones this morning. So I ripped the tags off.
Yeah.
Because I know they're my size. I look as if I want to try a shirt on, keep the tags on because if it's not going to fit, these are jeans that are my size. So the first thing I do is rip the tags off the stickers. I put them on. They fit great. I go to zip them up. They're freaking button fly. So now the tags are removed off. Mm. I can't return them now. Can it to Amazon? I mean, I haven't worn them, but. Why would anybody invent button flies? That's a stupid...
I'm with you, buddy. I hate those things. I don't know why they ever came up with that. Oh, this is great. They had commercials about it. Like, this is the worst thing ever.
I mean, my jeans are button flies. It's going to be so hard to button them.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go out because I'm the boss. I can do this stuff.
He's the boss, right? Let's do this.
We're going to take you out here at 4th Street Live.
Damn straight
and start feeding you water. We're going to put you in some button fly jeans.
Right,
we're going to feed you water.
Well,
until you're about to bust, and then we're like, no, you got to go in there until you can't walk to the bathroom, and you go try to open those button fly jeans.
Right. You do a one swoop. You grab the top and you rip down.
I don't care about
and away down and away, and they all go. Bup, 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 bup.
No, that's why they invented zippers.
I get that, but my problem is I sit here and I drink coffee all morning, and I pee every single break. We are back there peeing, and first of all, it's the rebuttoning that I'm pissed off about.
Yeah, well.
you took the tags off.
Yeah.
You're stuck with button flies.
I know.
So, whatever.
Maybe I'll have somebody install a zipper with all the money that I've saved from Christian Brother Roofing.
Because, yeah, that's true. Christian Brothers Roofing is the best. They just put a roof on my mom's house. I would never, I even met my mom, I would never send someone over to my mom's house that I didn't trust. Trust me, okay? Never hear the end of it.
I've never been to your mom's house.
Christian Brothers has. And there's a new roof on it now because about a week and a half later, once you got the estimate in, I said, call them back and take it. That's a great price. So they did a great job. As a matter of fact, they were done. They showed up in the morning. They were done by 3 p.m. I was like, what do you mean they're already gone? They're like, they're already gone. They did the roof in one day, half a day, matter of fact. So great job for Christian Brothers Roofing. She get the gutters on this week because she need new gutters because that's what they do. Christian Brothers Roofing, roofs. Gutters, siding. That's it. They specialize in those three things. Christian Brothers Roofing. Go to ChristianBroRoofing.com.
Well, Elon Musk has been in the news plenty of times since taking over Twitter. Some agree with some of the things he's doing, some do not. This is something I do agree on, and I wish that this company would adopt this Elon Musk policy.
Okay.
Yesterday he put out a memo regarding 6 rules for insane productivity, meaning 6 rules to make your company just better and more efficient, right?
Okay, yeah.
Gus, this is not towards you because you're an awesome boss. This is more towards our sales and whatnot.
Certainly. Mm.
Listen to these 6, though. Seriously. Reduce frequency of meetings. To be honest, it's hard to argue with that one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
There was a company that went to a 45-second video on Monday instead of the Monday morning meeting. So the boss, the manager, would record a 45-second video.
Yeah.
Here's what I would need you to work on. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Sent the video out. That replaced the meeting. And it did not drop off productivity.
Look, here's the thing with these meetings, though. We don't have very many of them, but in my old life here, I did. But it's not just radio. I'll leave the kitchen, and my wife will be on one of these Zoom meetings. The first 5 minutes of it was, how was your weekend? Frank, what was your cabin like? Yeah. Cut out the BS and just get to the point. And then after the meeting, if everybody wants to hang around and talk to each other, do it that way. Second rule, leave meetings that aren't valuable. You can't argue with that either one. Assuming your boss is not conducting the meeting.
I've done that for 20 years.
I know you have.
Vinetti just gets up and walks out. Where's Vinetti going? I'm bored.
I agree with every one of these. here's another one.
I did that to Earl a couple of years ago. We were on there. Remember, we've lost Vinetti. Right. And I just walked away.
Yeah.
I got other stuff to do.
What's up? Boy, we...
I was wondering how that went. I would have loved to have been there for that one.
I was. It was quite funny. Here's another one I agree with 100%. Don't use acronyms or nonsense words. Just be upfront.
Oh. I listen to my wife on her phone, sounds like she's talking in a different language.
How many BYDs are we going to send to NYU?
Yeah, that's right.
And I'm like, what?
47B, that thing. Just do that. Okay. What?
So far, I'm on board with every single one of these. Here's another one. Don't use the chain of command. Take the shortest path to get the message across.
Yes, I've always said.
There's nothing wrong. You're not going above anybody's head. You're just going straight to the source.
If you have a problem with somebody, and Gus will back me up on this, you have a problem with somebody, just go to them. Mm-hmm. You know, just go and say, look, what's the deal? Can we fix this thing? And they don't, because the bosses don't want to hear this stuff.
Just go to the person and do it. Instead, it becomes a whole, it's like, the initial conflict, I guess, if you want to use that word, or the initial wanting to get face-to-face, I don't want to deal with that. So we're just going to round this way, and before you know it, it takes half a day to solve something. Just go do it.
Fifth one is use common sense. That speaks for itself. And the sixth one goes back to meetings for the third time. Avoid big meetings. It seems like it was covered, and it was. So three out of the 6, half of them, is about these worthless meetings.
Yeah. They don't accomplish anything. The problem is you're keeping people from actually doing their job. When you can put in an email or a 30-second video of what you need people to work on or keep your eye on, that takes the place of it.
In my past life, when I was selling advertising, they'd have all, you could, it was every time someone went to the restroom, you had a damn meeting about it. And the point was, we were 100% commission. And I always said, look, if you wanted to have these make-believe meetings to make yourself feel better about yourself and your position, let's do that, but put me on salary.
Well, and if you have to do weekly training of your staff,
right,
then you hire the wrong staff.
My staff's already trained.
Already.
Thank you, Hightower Men's Clinic.
I want to ask both of you, do you think this country has a gambling issue?
It's certainly easier to do nowadays.
Yeah.
Except right here in Kentucky, we got to go.
No kidding.
Across the bridge. Somebody told me that people will go across the bridge. Mm-hmm.
Make a bet.
The Clark.
Yep.
And they'll to make their bet and they turn around. Is that right?
Yeah. Positively true. And here's
Nick Coffey, our very own Nick Coffey from 790 WKRD. He drives across, makes his bet, and drives back.
Let's go back to the Kentucky House and the Kentucky Senate that tell us, oh, we can't get it on the ballot because it's too difficult. Well, you've proved that was BS on this past ballot, but go ahead, Tony.
Well, I think we do have a gambling issue. If websites are taking bets on which air carrier will cancel the most flights this Thanksgiving.
Wow.
And people are betting their all kinds of bets on this.
I want to get back to Kentucky just for a second.
He's still pissed about it.
I really am. If gambling is so wrong, Kentucky House and Kentucky Senate, if it's so wrong, then we need to get rid of horse racing and the lottery because that's both gambling.
I'm going to try to explain things about Dwight to people. He doesn't judge terrible, hateful people or good people. Dwight hates hypocrites.
Yes.
So Dwight can't stand, and he locks in like a bird dog in the hunt. And when they lock in on a bird and they go, that's Dwight locks in on hypocrisy and then won't let go.
Drives me crazy.
And the more Dwight dives into and learns more about Kentucky legislation, it is absolutely the height of hypocrisy. You say one thing to me, you vote another.
Yep.
You say one thing to your voters, the people that live in your district, and do another because you're getting paid. And that's Dwight Whitney in a nutshell. He can tolerate hateful, stupid people. Mm-hmm. He can tolerate good people.
Yeah.
It's just the hypocrites drive him crazy. And he's not alone with that.
No, but we need to start. If you're not wanting to do your job, start voting their
asses
out.
What about jobs in e-juve?
E-juve, baby, listen up. Do you own a business? Are you a CEO? Maybe a manager? Do you sell your products online? If you are an e-commerce business, listen up. It's fourth quarter, baby. This is the Super Bowl. Let's get your ship together. Let e-juve do your shipping for you. That's what they do, okay? They have their own warehouse that's fully staffed that becomes your warehouse, okay? They will take that off your plate. So instead of concentrating on running your warehouse, staffing your warehouse, and even shipping, you can start concentrating on growing your business, growing that client base, and more importantly, growing those profits. It's local people that can have you up and running in a second. Go to solutions@ejuve.com. Solutions@ejuve.com. They're not going to charge you long, lengthy contracts. They're going to take you month to month. Why? Because they want to earn your business, and they will. Solutions@ejuve.com.
All right, rolling out of top of the hour and news here soon, and we'll have This Week in Music. So sit tight on News Radio 840. WHAS.
I ask her, what's a woman like you doing here? I see you used to champagne, but I'll buy you a beer. She said, you've got me figured out, but I'm not what I seem. And for a dance, I'll tell you about these tight-fitting jeans.